Can you open your Bibles and turn to Proverbs 23, verse 1 through 3? It's on page 686. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. And now to the New Testament, to Philippians 4, verse 10 through 13. It's on page 1232, 1232. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Thus far the reading.
I'm not a guy inclined to eat roast preacher. For many years, I didn't have a pulpit that I preached in every week, and I would hear lots of preachers. And I appreciated what I heard, and I figured there's a lesson for me in what they say. Sometimes I thought, you know, I didn't really get that much out of that one, but I thought there must have been others that got the word that they needed to hear. And so I was content with that. There was only once when I left church kind of ticked because of what the minister had said. And that was one time when the preacher spoke about gluttony, which makes me a little bit nervous today to be speaking and preaching on the topic of gluttony. This minister, it was long ago and far away now, but he was the kind of guy who I knew had the metabolism of a racehorse. This guy could eat and eat and eat, and he wouldn't gain a pound. I'm the kind of guy, I look at a photograph of cheesecake and I gain weight. So I thought it was a little unfair for this guy to be lecturing me, I felt, about having too many pounds on when he was a stick and he ate terrible too. So we have to be careful about dealing with this. When I was trying to figure out how best to preach on this and what to speak on, there was one article I found in Christianity Today by a preacher named Joe McKeever, which was really, really helpful. And I just got to tell you that I used a lot of what Reverend McKeever said in preparing my message, so you can look that up if you want. But preachers actually don't talk much about gluttony. Gluttony is a subject that we want to avoid. We're much happier talking about greed. Greed was an easy sermon for me when we did that a few weeks ago. Or or pride. Pride was a joy to preach about. Gluttony is a lot harder. What gluttony is the sin of taking more than you need of what's available. Gluttony is saying, here is this good thing that is there, that is even is a gift of God to you, and taking it in a measure that is ultimately destructive and damaging to you. Gluttony is taking things in such measure that maybe there is not enough for others who have a lack. So gluttony is a form of selfishness. Now, when we talk about gluttony, it's hard because the signs of our hypocrisy are all around us. When we take more than we need, it begins to show signs on us, and we get big, and that's a problem, of course. It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy to be carrying as much weight as we do. When we hear the statistics about Canadian society and the number of people that are carrying too much weight, and the number of children that are taking too much in, maybe also spending too much time, you know, with the Xbox or the Game Boy or whatever, not getting the kind of exercise that they need. The reason we need to talk about gluttony is obvious. And when we allow ourselves to overindulge in that way, the gift that is food can become a tyrant for us. That it causes us damage and helps us to not enjoy the gift of God. The subject of gluttony is elusive too. You know, we're talking about good things. Food is a good thing. And gluttony, of course, is not just food, but it's the most obvious and it's the easiest one to talk about. But when we are given good gifts and we overindulge in any of them, those things are all gluttonous. But these are good things. Where does the beginning of sin begin when it comes to these gifts that God has provided? Where is the joy in enjoying something delicious or wonderful? And the sin of taking in too much begin? We were at, many of us were at that lovely wedding yesterday, and weddings are all about celebrations. And for the celebration to be a celebration, and for the joy of the community and the joy of the couple and the joy of the family to be represented, one of the way that it's done is by providing a feast. And there was a feast yesterday, and it was lovely, and it was delicious. And I had the spring rolls. Oh, so good. And they had these little appetizers. Oh, lovely, lovely. And for the meal, they had all these different food stations out, and I went back for seconds. Was I sinning by doing that? Was I sinning at Wally and Cynthia's wedding by enjoying the feast that they had provided? I don't think so. I wasn't feeling particularly sinful at that point. And that's what I mean. It's elusive. Where does it start and where does it end? Occasional celebrations? Maybe if it becomes a habit. Maybe if it starts to have a physical toll on you, that you say, yes, now you're moving into the sin arena. It takes discernment and takes care. Another problem we have about talking about it, especially in church, is that, to be honest, the Scripture doesn't really say very much about it. It's like in biblical times that gluttony wasn't that much of a problem because the economy was different, the society was different, what was available to people was different. The temptation to be gluttonous was rare because only a small number of people would even have had the opportunity to engage in gluttony. And so the Bible doesn't talk about it as a huge sin, because in that day, I don't think it was. Even the text that Joanne read for us in Proverbs 23, it uses the word gluttony, but is it really a teaching about gluttony? Remember, the context is, if you're at a ruler's house and he presents a feast, don't act like a glutton. Don't just, you know, dive into all that food and snarf it all down, because the ruler will think less of you because of that. Well, it seems like that's just bad manners. I'm saying it's not so much really about gluttony as much as saying, you know, be restrained and be sensible and be wise when you're dealing with people in authority. So we have to strain the text to make the point. It's hard to talk about this because our conviction about it is weak. I mean, how strongly do you really feel about that? When you're elder, as many of you are elders, many of you have been elders in the past, and you've done visits. Some of you have provided mentoring or other kind of spiritual guidance, been spiritual friends for people in the walk. How often have you brought up in a family visit or in a spiritual discussion the sin of gluttony? Hey, probably not very often. You don't want to talk, but you say, "Hey, you know what? You're kind of fat, and you really should lose some." We don't do that. That's not polite. That's not friendly. So, I'm sorry. You know, as an overweight man, I can say all these things. But you know, we like it. We live in this world that is filled with so many good things available to us in such abundance that gluttony is indeed a sin we need to be aware of. Sometimes we engage in gluttony because we're feeling guilty about something. Rather than deal with what is on our minds or on our hearts, we just eat. Sometimes people are nervous and they eat. Sometimes people are sad and they eat. Sometimes people are bored and they eat. And it's not about staying healthy. It's not about being the kind of person you are. It's about something else. And so our answers are fuzzy. When we talk about this, we say, well, yeah, you know, we should be in good shape, right? Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? God has given us bodies that are a trust, that we are given this to be a good steward of, and that we should make sure that we take in the right kind of food so our bodies are healthy, because this is God's gift to us. And we should get fit, we should not carry too much weight, because it's better for our hearts and it's better for our bones and it's better for our minds if we are in shape. But we don't want to be judgmental. We don't want to put people down. We don't want to embarrass people, because there are sometimes reasons. Some people do have glandular issues, right, that make them carry weight. And some people have disabilities that prevent their mobility. That means they can't get the exercise and they're inclined to weight. So we're not going to put anybody down. We're not going to insult anyone. We're going to understand each other. But we are going to encourage each other to do the best we can with all the things God has provided, so that we can live the life that God has given us in the happiest and healthiest way possible. That makes sense. I think that's what God wants. Now, the flip side of gluttony is contentment. That we are content with what God provides, and we are content with what we take in, because that much is exactly what our bodies need to be healthy. We need to remember that the Scriptures say that we should eat and drink to the glory of God, which means that we should eat and drink in a way that provides us with the health and the happiness that is God's wish for us. We want to be disciplined. We want to be restrained in terms of enjoying the excesses that are available to us, because we say that is a form of godliness. It is a good and godly thing to be content with what we need and to work and live within those bounds. It's about trust. It's about discipline. It's about being in a relationship with God that says that we can live in the way that He designed us to live and be at peace with Him, knowing that we are saved, body and soul. It's a core teaching of the Christian faith that we are people that are living in bodies, and that our bodies are good things made by God. We talk about the resurrection, and we say that our bodies will rise, renewed, refreshed, glorified, but we will stand on the earth, and we will see our God, and we will dance before Him, and we will live before Him, and we will have joy in the bodies God has given us. So now, as we live in anticipation of that day, we say we will already do our best to be content and to avoid the sin of gluttony, because God wants us to be happy, and He wants us to be content before Him. May we learn that. May we become the people who receive the gifts of God, thank Him for it, and consume them all in absolutely right measure. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we ask You to help us in this. This is not easy. This isn't an easy topic to talk about, and it's not an easy topic to even talk to You about. But we do want to be content. Content with all the things You give, and content in the measure that You wish us to consume them. Help us, Lord, to be exactly the kind of people You want us to be. And by doing so, we pray that we give You glory. Thank You. Amen.